But now as like an adult, I would like bring my therapist a scenario of something that's happening. And then she would just be like, so what do you feel like you would like to do? And I'm just like, well, I don't know. That's why I thought I came here, because I thought you'd give me like A, B, C, D, pick what one you like best. But no, like they can't tell you, like, even if it's just like you and your friend are fighting, yeah, they can't be like, oh, well, maybe you shouldn't be friends with them anymore. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! We are so glad to be back today and having a good time. I am your host, Dare Taylor, but you can call me Dare Bear. I am feeling a little under the weather today, but not to fear. I have joining me, as always, as usual, my tried and true Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
How you doing, Dare?
You know, my throat hurts, but but that's okay. We're still here. We're still Delulu. Have you ever seen that episode of Friends where Phoebe gets sick and then she has this like really sultry voice?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I feel like. Like, okay, my voice just sounds like lower in like the low registers.
Mm, welcome to my world 24/7.
I was going to say, can they tell the difference between us? Like, I'm getting there. But today we have a very unique and special episode. Huh? Yeah, I'm a little nervous to do this one, but I think we'll fare through the storm in our canoe. But we do a series on this channel called What Grinds My Deer. Oh my gosh. What Grinds My Gears. I couldn't even say it.
Welcome to What Grinds My
What
Deers.
What Grinds My Deers.
A hunting show.
Oh my gosh. The cold medicine's making me Delulu. But What Grinds My Gears. And basically, we just kind of get to like vent and just talk about like the daily mundane that makes us feel a little Delulu from time to time. But I had this really great idea, or really terrible idea, we'll find out by the end of this episode, to open up Pandora's box and let our fans and listeners write some in. I'm scared.
I'm very scared too.
The list is long.
Is that what this little paper is?
Yeah. So I've compiled a list that some of them submitted on our site called Patreon. So if you want to support the podcast, and if you like this episode and want to send us yours, you can join for free on our Patreon. Unfortunately, you can't DM us there. So I highly recommend paying that $5 bottom tier. So that way, one, you can see what guests are coming up, and two, you can submit in What Grinds Your Gears, and maybe we'll do this more often. But we'll see how today goes first. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All right.
So I have some printed out here to read aloud. And some people did want to be anonymous.
Okay.
And we respect that here because, you know, maybe their thought could be, I don't know, controversial, confusing,
or
both.
Or just flat out like rude or targeted to somebody.
Yeah. You never know. I did not like pre-read a lot of these. So a lot of them I have no idea where they're going.
Oh, man.
But let's get into it.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. I'm going to start with one from RetroFan42. Ooh. And they say, I've only been driving since 2009. That's kind of a long story.
Okay.
Interesting. But even in that short time that I've been driving, there are a few things that really grind my gears. First is the turn signal, which is the way that we know where someone is going. And I think a lot of accidents could be avoided if people use the turn signal for its intended purpose. That includes not leaving it on forever. Then there are people who especially, oh no, when it gets cut off. Oh no. Oh, it got cut off. Oh no. Okay. Well, based on what RetroFan started to say, it sounds like it's just primarily the turn signal and the lore of the turn signal and how it can be dangerous on the road.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with this grind my gears. I feel like every time I'm on the road, there's somebody who has left their turn signal on for either too long or they don't use it. And I don't understand why people, or like how people get so lazy that they don't bother to use it. Like, it's extremely dangerous.
It is. I think they have the perception of the fact that they're in front, they're changing. It's the other person's responsibility to react to it.
Oh my gosh.
Because if they come up and if somebody comes up and hit them from behind, it's technically the person's fault from behind.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that so much.
It's really stupid. Especially here in LA.
Yes, especially in cities, just because it's so, I don't know, you can't get in your car and drive to one place without someone not using their turn signal.
Exactly.
I would love for someone to like rebuttal that. Like, why wouldn't you use your turn signal?
Right.
Have you ever like backseat drivered someone and told them like, hey, you're supposed to use your turn signal?
I just hold on to dear like life and just like, oh my God. I'm just best. Like, I hate backseat drivers. And,
yeah, me too.
And I don't want to be that kind of a person, but I don't know. I'm just used to like, I'm putting on my signal to let you know ahead of time, you know? Mm. And I put it on like a good length before I even make the turn.
Same.
You know, I'm like, I'm pretty much a good driver, so.
I'm pretty much a good driver. Uh-oh. What does that mean? Are you fast? Do you drive speedy?
Only when everyone else is driving fast.
I try
to cause accidents.
So same.
I hate it when people are really slow and I'm like, damn it. Like the slow lane. They're really, they're more slow than usual.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a speeder.
Okay.
A safe speeder, I feel like. Like I don't weave in and out of people. Honestly, that would not be how I drive. But I'm an avid like turn signal person. And I'm such a brat. I'm the person who rolls down my window to be like, use your turn signal. Like, right. I am that person. You can call me a Karen in the comments, but it annoys me so much.
There's a thing I want to get. It's for, like, the back window.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it's an LED light of, like, either the hands or...
Yes!
Or, like, you're awesome for letting me through, you know? Something yeah. like that. I want to get one of those so bad.
Oh, I would love that. Like, petty driving over here. Oh, I love it. Yes. And then you can, like, press a button and it will, like, bloop,
yep.
bloop,
yep.
bloop, or... All right, what do you got over there?
Okay. I like this one. Hold on. God, there's a lot.
I know.
When in Dublin. Okay, this is from Rimpos. Okay. While in Dublin, I went to many pubs. Okay. And what grinds my gears is there are barely any variety between the pubs. Mm. All the bars have the same beers on tap and offer the same food choices. Mm. When you go to a city that is, you know, praised for their beers and whatnot, it was a sore disappointment and that, that was like pretty much, he went to Dublin, the most popular district in Dublin, and all the pubs basically had the same beers and the same food. Well...
Oh,
I the way I see it, as somebody who's been to foreign places,
mm-hmm.
For most places, you want to have the same kind of consistency with when it comes to like a neighborhood. I think, you know,
because
like one day you could be like over here, and then you know I love the beers. I love my favorite beer. My favorite beer is on tap right there, and then whatever they got, like fish and chips and like whatever. But if I'm down the street over there and I don't feel like walking all the way down there or catching a pony ride or a Lyft, I don't know what they call it in Dublin.
I don't know. A pony ride?
I can get the same thing over here. So,
yeah.
You know, it's...
Okay, so you like the consistency.
Yeah, I hate going to a bar and I'm like, what, do you got this on tap? No, the other bar did. Damn it. But they got crappy food. I hate variety. That's me personally.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if Rimpos, maybe next time you go... If you could see if they have, like, a special menu. Because I feel like a lot of places – maybe this is, like, an Americanized concept. Like, I don't really get out of the country very much. That, like, they'll have, like, a special that, like, only the chef in the back is, like, really great at making. Or there'll be a bartender who has, like, a special skill. And, like, they'll have a drink specialist. And sometimes it's things that, like, you can't get anywhere else. I don't know – I feel like most places out here in LA, like, there's so much variety.
There's too
like,
much.
We're spoiled.
No, it is. When it comes to me and my partner, like, where do you want to go eat? I don't know. Anywhere. It doesn't
there's
really
so
matter.
So many places.
So many places. I also think, too, because it's a foreign area, that they just might smell an American from distance and, like, just give them the basics.
Oh.
You know?
I don't
let's
think.
I'm going to try to do my accent.
Yeah.
Let's not try to do too much complication for them. You know, they come in here, they ask for simple things. So let's give them a simple list.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Although Rimpos is an American, so.
Well, did I take that back then?
It's okay.
He doesn't look Dublin.
He's not, yeah. Okay, so I have, tra-la-la-la-la. One-Eyed Willie says Netflix and now other streaming services are blocking account sharing. Like, you can't offer up to 4 devices for the top tier. So why can't I let 4 people use 1 account? Oh, interesting. So it sounds like what grinds One-Eyed Willie's ears, gears? Oh my gosh, ears? Deers? I'm in like songwriting mode right now.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my goodness. Okay, songwriting hat needs to come off. Goodbye.
You need a Grammy Gear song.
I do. Yeah. I do.
That, yeah.
But it sounds like One Eyed Willie is upset that you can't share your Netflix account anymore. And I agree. Like, that used to really bother me because I was one of the leeches that had one of my ex's Netflix account password. So then I finally had to buy my own, which wasn't a big deal. But at the time, I was like, he finally kicked me off. Dang. Dang. And then I found out that it was just because Netflix changed their policy. So my ex didn't even try to kick me off.
I mean, I understand the policy, you know? I agree with it to a certain extent. Like, how do else? Like, I know in a household, like in my household, there's I'm in a 3-bedroom apartment,
mm-hmm.
so we share the same internet. So therefore, boom, it's Netflix and it's us and mm-hmm. it's the three of us and we have our own little profiles. But if I was sharing that with somebody else on the outside, like, how do you keep track of like who's watching what? You know, it's kind of like it's not fair. It's like if you had I don't know. I was trying to like make a reference to like YouTube, like getting the likes. You know how to, like if everybody's watching our shows, on YouTube, but through one channel, we don't get the 5 likes. We get the 1 channel like.
Right,
so it's kind of like it's messed up, especially for the shows that are out there.
Yeah, I would be curious to see if that really matters when it comes to tallying, like what's the top Netflix show, because mm-hmm. you would think that even if like one person on their account rewatched a show over and over again, I think that would still count as like a view.
Right.
Right?
I think so. But how many like likes? Because you know how you like, do you like it? Do you dislike it? Did you really like it? You know?
You're right.
It's just like viewership back in cable days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people tune in to watch? And just like in YouTube, these shows are all algorithm of where they watch, where the peak is, where they drop off on the video.
So, yeah, it's important. Yeah. But I don't know. I think Netflix should allow a certain amount of people watching, like, on that same account. Not like, 20 or 30, like, nothing crazy. No, but, like, wasn't it – it was unlimited before, and then I think they siphoned it down to, like, 4, right? Yeah, does that sound right?
To 4, yeah.
I mean, I feel like four is pretty generous.
And devices, it's – because, like, I haven't really –
Oh, devices. I forgot about that.
I have – there's a TV in the living room. My roommates and I, we all have our televisions. I use my phone and my iPad for things. So even like the internet, the web, the Wi-Fi tells mm-hmm. like, it's like, hey, there's all this on here. Is this you? Is this blah, 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 blah. And you can block them if you want because other people can just steal your Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. So you have, so you can control who's on it. So like, I guess it's just a way to keep aware and track of who's doing what. I've never used my Netflix account outside of my household.
Yeah, I don't. So I don't either.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know if that would count if I watch Netflix on my phone
mm-hmm.
at a library or whatnot. If that would be considered the fourth person, because I still have to log in.
Yeah.
You know.
Let us know in the comment section down below if you've tested this, because maybe we're wrong. Like we could be wrong on this. I don't know, but I'm sorry that it grinds your gears, One Eyed Willie. I'm sure that's very frustrating.
Yes.
What do you got over there, Cosmo? You got anything good?
Let's see. What do I got here?
God, I know this list is very long.
Right? These are like novels.
I was very happy that so many people wrote in. Because there was one episode where we asked for people to write in and no one really wrote in. So
I like this one from Anonymous.
Okay.
Therapy is still a luxury. Mm. Going to a specialist is a luxury.
So that's what grinds their gears, is that going to therapy is a luxury. I wish I understood, like, I wish Anonymous would say who they were and gave a little bit more context.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me, just based off of this, to kind of figure out where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to guess that they're saying, like, when someone tells you to go to therapy, their rebuttal is like, well, yeah, therapy is a luxury, though. Like, not everyone can afford therapy. Mm-hmm. Which is a good point.
It's true.
It's a really good point. Like, I sometimes forget about that not everybody can just, like, go to their therapist and talk to them about things.
I use BetterHelp.
Yeah.
It's $80, and it's not as expensive as most things are, like, especially if you have, like, medical and health and whatnot, and they do the coverage, and you still see it's, like, $300. Mm-hmm. Like, what? But, like, BetterHelp is just as good as anything else, you know?
Yeah.
And there's also, for younger viewers, or younger people too, there's a couple free ones for under the age of, was it 18?
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple free ones. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I would question the quality of that therapy, but.
I would too. I saw a couple of those commercials watching Tubi. It was like one of their, you can watch this for free with ads kind of thing. And then like, I saw an ad for this. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Not bad. I'm going to start advertising it on the Cosmos show.
Mm-hmm. So. No, I love that. I think that, like I saw a therapist as a kid just because I had some like family trauma. Like mm-hmm. obviously you have your school counselor. Mm-hmm. And I was always great friends with my school counselor. Loved her. She was great. But then I also had to see like an actual like trauma therapist when I was like 16 through 18. Mm-hmm. It's so different as a kid because they can actually like tell you what to do. And as an adult, they can't.
Yeah.
And that was such a big shift for me as an adult because I thought that they would still be like, I think you should try blah, 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 like XYZ. And I would be like, oh, okay, cool.
It's like a form of mind control.
Kind of. I mean, it was more like, especially in my scenario, because it was trauma related, they offered great advice like back then. But now as like an adult, I would like bring my therapist a scenario of something that's happening. And then she would just be like, so what do you feel like you would like to do? And I'm just like, well, I don't know. That's why I thought I came here, because I thought you'd give me like A, B, C, D, pick what one you like best. But no, like they can't tell you, like, even if it's just like you and your friend are fighting, they can't be like, oh, well, maybe you shouldn't be friends with them anymore. Huh. Isn't that crazy? I mean, maybe it's not, but I thought it was weird.
Well, that is kind of crazy, because like I go for advice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go for venting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm in a situation. And like, give me options of how to handle it.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily tell me what I should do specifically, but my mind does give me options.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I agree or disagree with your grind my gears, but I'm sorry that it does grind your gears. And I hope maybe we brought a different perspective to it, or maybe the same perspective, or maybe you feel heard. I hope that's what you get out of this. You feel heard.
Yeah.
Chompy cut everything. Just kidding. I got one right here from One Eyed Willie. They say, this one doesn't relate to Dare, as she has said she never answers her phone anyways. No truer words were ever said. No lies detected. But when you miss a call by a few seconds and immediately call them back but get their voicemail, that really does grind my gears. It's like, you called me, you made the time to call me, and then I called you back, and you sent me to voicemail. Like, that bothers me so much, even though I hate calling.
You hate calling?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right, that's right. We talked about that.
We did. We did talk about that.
I'm going to call you from now on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't call me. I won't pick up. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
It's okay. I was going to call you first and then text you.
Just be like, hey, I'm on the way. And I'll be like, cool. Why don't you just text me that? I'm going to think you got into like a car accident if you do that.
If I call you?
Like, it's going to freak me out. Yeah.
Okay, but I won't do it. I won't do it.
I mean, if I ever need to like wake up, if I'm like, Cosmo, I'm so tired, call me. And then be like, hey, I didn't get in a car accident. Maybe don't do that, but.
Okay. All right. All right.
Don't grind my gears. Don't call me.
I will not call you. Nobody calls Dare. Don't call Dare.
That's right.
Text her.
Or email. Just kidding. Don't email me either. But I relate with you when I'd really... Sorry, your gears have been grinded, but maybe you feel better now.
Okay.
What you got over there?
I see one that says... It has the keywords R2 and C-3PO, so I've got to read this one.
Oh, where?
It's from I Am Awesome.
Oh.
At Star Wars Land or Galaxy's Edge, at both Disney World and Land, as fun as it is, I wish they would include characters from the prequels and OG movies.
Mm.
Sure, Chewie and R2 and C-3PO are there, but I want to see Han, Luke, Anakin, Padme, Leia, and Jar Jar.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to see Luke.
No?
I don't want to see Han. I don't want to see a horrible Han.
I heard they're bringing Luke. I heard they are.
If they bring a Luke.
It might be fake, though.
If they bring a Luke, I hope it's like the one that they use in Mandalorian Season 3. He was good. He was like close to it.
Ooh. that's a tough cast.
But it's like, I don't want to see a young Luke.
No.
I really see an old Luke.
Okay.
Like from the new trilogy. Mm-hmm. Or Return of the Jedi Luke, you know? He has a cloak on his head still.
Okay.
I don't like Empire Strikes Back look, or especially A New Hope look. But Han Solo, nah, man.
You're good.
I can't.
Really?
He's got to be really good. He has to look like the kid that played in Solo, that played the younger version of him, he acted like him. It was great. Oh. I felt like Han Solo was there in the movie.
Yeah.
He was great. But, and he almost had the look. He had the mannerisms. He had, like, the features. He had the tells, you know, the walk. He had the essence of Harrison Ford's character. But I just don't see him being at one of the parks. I just don't see it.
Well, my big question with that would be, well, like, I get that you love the franchise and you love these characters, but they don't make sense in that location is what I've heard. Like, I'm not really super big on, like, the Star Wars timeline lore. Like, I don't know the ins and outs of it.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've heard, it doesn't make sense that they would be walking around in that area.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're totally right.
Then also, like, how would they make Jar Jar? That would be terrifying.
I know, but I love Jar Jar Binks.
Like, fur Jar Jar?
Yeah.
Misa, no. No, thank you.
Welcome to Galaxy's Edge. How may I help you? Would you like to go over there? Okay, then. Let's go.
I mean, they could do it like a screen projection.
Yeah.
And then they could hire a voice actor.
Yeah, or Amber Best, the guy that did the voice.
That'd be rad.
Yeah.
That'd be rad. But
I think the reason why it's so easy to do the other ones, like The Mandalorian and Boba Fett, is because they're in armor.
Right. They're fully covered.
And it's right now. Mm-hmm. It's right now. Because it's Disneyland's for kids. Let's be honest. So is Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah. Debatable.
It's for kids and it's for adults that bring the little tiny ones that can't remember anything. They'll be yelling and crying at the strollers. I mean, have you ever seen like the parking lot of strollers? It's like the 405 with just all strollers in front of a damn ride.
Yeah.
Anyways, and it's like, you know, there's characters. It's for kids and like teenagers, maybe. I like going. It's fun. It's great. But it's like it's mainly targeted for kids. So these shows right now that's on Disney Plus are targeted towards that young audience.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want what's fresh, not what's old. Old
old is out, huh?
It's not out, but there's a reason why they killed off almost all the characters and all the old characters and the new ones.
Yeah.
Like, can we move on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I also, like, being somebody who worked at the parks, like, I could explain to you, like, why they don't have those characters outside of the lore.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that, like, Disney is for everyone. Like, I don't think it's, like, it is primarily targeted towards children. I agree with that. But also, like, they like adults' money. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
of course.
They'll take anybody's green. They like it.
Of course. I mean, I think just back in the days, it was just, you know, for targeting families that had the traditional family. Two kids, a wife, a dad, dad, and all that kind of stuff. And the family comes out, they go to the park. But nowadays, like, I go once in a blue moon. I just went recently, and I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had to be on my best behavior because there's a bunch of kids there.
Yes.
So I was like, there's things I can't talk about online.
Yep.
There's things that I just feel like I really had to be, like, PG-13.
Yeah.
And it's fine, but I'm just like, damn, if it wasn't full of kids and it's late night, what are the kids doing up still?
Yeah. I agree. I also think that, like, when adults do go to Disney, I'm a firm believer in, like, they do have to be on their best behavior because kids are watching and kids will imitate anything they see.
Yeah.
So I 100% agree with you on that part. But I'm so sorry. I'm awesome that they are not there. And I'm sorry that it grinds your gears that they're not there. But I mean, I'm going to say that, like, they don't make sense there. Like, even typecast wise, all the people who, like, are in entertainment are young. It's going to be hard to find a young person who can do multiple roles. But regardless,
like, the ones that they have at Disneyland for Rey, they look good.
Oh yeah, I agree.
They look really good. But she's and then they have one other character that's like made up just for that park.
Yeah.
I
can't remember the name, but I saw them.
Yeah, and that's everything else is a costume, is a mask. It's armor involved. Even Ahsoka one that they have now, she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like the Rosario Dawson's face. It's the build, the look. And how she wears the whole aesthetics, you know?
Yeah.
So when I see Ahsoka, I don't see Rosario Dawson. I see the character that was on Clone Wars that was animated.
Okay, yeah.
But Harrison Ford, Han Solo, he's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a face. He's not a creature or anything like that. So
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if he has a mannerisms down. It just doesn't feel right. I know the Millennium Falcon is there, but
It's cool, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I have another one from Anonymous.
All right.
Okay. They write, as a customer, when websites or creators promote support levels with perks assigned to each level, and those perks end up not getting said perks or perks all the same regardless of prices being paid. So I think there was a typo in it, but I think what they're trying to say is, like, you sign up for something and you're promised, like, if you sign up, you pay this amount, you get something in return. And they're saying that what grinds their gears is when they sign up for something and they don't get it, which I fully understand. Like, that's,
yeah.
I feel bad for whoever this is. It's anonymous, but yeah, sorry that you signed up for something and you didn't get it. Like,
I mean, as long as it clearly states that you're going to get something.
Because, yeah.
Like, I have a Patreon that I've had for, like, going on 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep on promising new things, but it's hard to focus on that. And it's just, I feel bad for the five that I have. I'm like, I'll get you guys something soon. It's coming. But I don't promise it in the tiers. I just give you, like,
yeah.
There's a certain things that I do promise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But, like, anything exclusive, you pay, like, more.
Mm-hmm.
It just, if it says it, like, yeah, I owe you this if you pay this much,
mm-hmm.
then I understand getting pissed off when you don't get that.
For sure. You know? Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
But just paying the top without any kind of, like, benefits or goals or something like that, it's just, hey, you're the top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You're the king of the castle.
You're the king of the castle.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there's a lot of times where, like, when I'm Twitch streaming, there's a lot of people that, like, ask me for more information about things or will be like, oh, when are you, like one thing we keep talking about on here is, like, stickers and merch.
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't understand is that, like, it takes a lot of time to find, like, a great merch company. I know big YouTubers that spend years trying to find, like, high quality so that way when you get that shirt, you don't just throw it in the washer and then it peels off and it looks like crap. So
that's true.
That's why I have never set, like, a deadline, especially for Delulu Canoe. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never said, like, we're going to have it next month unless I already have tested them, done all the work, have made sure it's, like, foolproof.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I kind of keep talking about, like, stickers as well. But again, haven't set a date on it. It's not written on the tier level. So I feel bad for whoever submitted this, and I feel bad that they are going through that. I would understand why you're upset. So
yeah, I haven't promised any t-shirts. So just promise, like, the first 50
mm-hmm.
subscribers to the Patreon will get a cool Cosmo Show exclusive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm waiting until there's 50.
Gotcha.
So I have
okay.
time.
Yeah.
The first 50, when that hits, that 50 mark, 50 people, then I'm like, all right, here's a t-shirt, here's a sticker, here's a Zippo, whatever the heck it
yeah.
is. But it's hard. Merch is hard.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to t-shirts. T-shirts, mm-hmm. to find that company.
Like, in theory, it's easy. You'd think, like, oh, here's the design. Screen printed on the thing. Send it out. But it's like, you want there to be a little bit more than just a scribble on a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So in my, like, fantasy lore in my head of, like, how the Delulu merch would be, it would be, like, a hoodie or a zip up with, like, a yellow sleeve and then, like, a pink sleeve and, like, a teal thing. And then you know what I mean? Like, I dream so big, but they would be like $100 per one.
I know.
Like, it'd be so expensive. So don't worry. Like, I'm there. It takes time. So
talk about it later, but I haven't, like, it's a stupid
we'll talk
idea.
Later. No promises.
It's a stupid idea, but it could work. Yeah.
What else you got on your list?
We're
flying through them.
Oh, let's see. Let me think.
I know there's a lot of them are kind of lengthy, too.
They are. Fake/user people. If you want to be friends or even acquaintances, just be real and upfront. Don't ask for favors or things and not be there when roles are reversed. Don't drama dump and then run when someone needs the talk.
Oh.
That is from Anonymous.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I'm trying to wrap my brain around this. Okay.
Yeah, fake/user people.
Just be real. Don't ask favors or things. Okay. Don't drama dump and then run. Okay. Yeah, I get that. That's mm-hmm. That to me says, like, your friends aren't really being your friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Playing out about. Yeah.
That would be pretty annoying. Like, if you were, like, going to your friend and you're like, oh my gosh, Or like constantly that one friend's coming up to you, like, this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me. And the one time that you're like, hey, oh my gosh, you won't believe what happened. And they're like, oh, I'm too busy. So yeah, I get that one too. That would be frustrating.
Didn't we have like a Reddit like that? It was like a person's like, am I the a-ho? And such, they dumped their all their problems as soon as I had a problem. And they were pissed off because.
Yeah, I think we did.
Something similar to that, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wow. First of all, I do feel like maybe you should tell them that. I think like the most difficult part about like friendships is that like a lot of people are conflict avoidant, which means they just don't want to like face things head on or like topics that could be sensitive. But when you're friends with somebody and you know them well enough and you're seeing this like habitual pattern of them treating you not the way you want to be treated, the best way to make it stop is to communicate clearly. Like, hey, I noticed that there is this pattern and there are times where I want to talk to you about things that are going on in my life. If there's a way that we could maybe even that out a little bit, or like if we go and grab lunch, like I would like to vent too. And I think that the more that you take the conflict and make it less confrontational, instead of like, you did this, you're doing this wrong, making it more like, I feel sad when you don't let me vent, or when I would like to talk to you, you're not there. That's like the best way to go about any confrontation is putting it into the feelings instead of anger and you did this to me, because it just, it makes everybody, makes the tensions rise.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a therapist, so like maybe talk to your therapist if you're in therapy, but also like free advice, you know, just use your feelings because we all have them. And there's going to be times when your friends or family hurt your feelings and you're allowed to say, hey, that hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Or you could say, hey, man, never mind.
What were you going to say? Never mind. Were you going to say like kick rocks or something?
No, I'll save it for Patreon.
Oh, no.
For rated R talks.
That's anyways. Funny.
Well, yeah, no, you're right. You're 100% right.
We had Carly Little turn in that she also hates when people don't use turn signals. So seems to be a popular grinds my gears is turn right? signals.
Right.
But because that one's super short, let me grab another one.
Even Danielle, remember our
guest? Yes.
When she just moved out here, she was like, what is with you guys in driving?
Right? Oh my gosh. So bad. Let me see. Ooh, another one. If you're forgetting things or overwhelmed, make a list and add those things to the list, even if they seem small in your grand scheme, because they're a big priority to others. Yeah, that's very interesting because I actually make a list every single day. I have a notebook that is filled with things that I have to do every single day. There are times when I run out of time and I also work 24/7. Like there's literally not a lot of time that I don't work. I also am a little bit of an insomniac where I don't sleep a lot at night. So I'm constantly working. But there are times where I have to kind of go, okay, I did a lot of the things on my list today. I need to stop working or I'm going to go insane. So I'm sorry to you that this grinds your gears and maybe that someone is causing you to feel, or maybe you've heard someone else say that causes them to feel small or like unimportant. But yeah, I mean, I agree with what you said. Make a list. Check it twice. I mean, I make lists every day. Keeps me on track.
Yeah. I don't make lists.
No?
Shit, I started making like a little tiny thing, like a, it's like a little board of things I need to get done and do.
Mm-hmm.
But those like important things. I think I just had too much time to like dilly-dally and do other things and care about the unimportant stuff, and now I'm like more focused on the important stuff so I can have time later on to focus on everything else. It sucks, but sometimes I just don't get back to people, and it's not them, it's just I'm busy, so I just gotta
I gotta get
through me first.
It's tough when you're like self-employed and you're running your own ship, so to speak.
Yeah, especially when you're very ambitious like I am.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right, Cosmo, do you want to wrap us up with one more?
Sure. Let's see. What grinds my gears? Hearing ads.
Oh, I think that's AIDS.
AIDS. Hearing aids.
There you go.
I can read. I'm a little dyslexic too.
Me too.
What grinds my gears is hearing aids are considered not medically necessary, but glasses are.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Hearing aids are considered not medically necessary, but glasses are. make that make sense.
Whoa.
Also, everyone is going to know it's me. Might as well put my name on the freaking blast because I'm actually angry about this. And the person is, since we're going to put you on blast, bloop.
Yeah, we're not going to put you on blast. What the heck?
So hearing aids are not necessarily medically? That's stupid. How else are you?
Yeah, like you had to reread it because I was shook. I was like, are you kidding me?
They're considered not medically necessary. So I understand, like, you got to see.
Yeah.
But you also got to hear, too. And if you have a hearing problem, it's so stupid. Why isn't that medically necessary?
Yeah, who do we have to fight? Because that's some BS.
That's some bull.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I'm so glad you told us.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Glasses are necessary for, like, when it comes to the DMV, getting your driver's license. If you're wearing glasses, that has to say so on your license, and you have to use them while you're doing the tests and, you know, the EDF, whatever freaking thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that being able to hear while you're driving, because you want to hear the ambulance and blah, 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 you know?
That's wild.
That's so... Wow, now I'm curious and pissed off. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, me too. Like, I wonder if you can, like, fight that.
Right?
I assume you can't, because that's why she wrote it in, but still.
So you can't get that covered in your medical insurance, maybe? I
guess not. We'll have to do some research, because, like, wow, that is awful.
Yeah, because if you have asthma, you get an inhaler. They prescribed you an inhaler.
Yeah.
If you got walking problems, they give you crutches and casts and all that kind of stuff like that. It's all medically necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing is just another thing that gets you by, especially smelling. There's nothing to help you smell.
Well.
Not yet.
It's coming. Patent pending.
Or, you know, the guy that's in office right now comes out with, like, canned air to sell.
Yeah.
He might do that. You never know. It's like, hi, I have a can of air.
Anything's possible in this day and age.
A can of air. Like, clean air. I can see that happening. It'd be like $10.99.
Well, on that note, we're sorry, Bloop. I would be mad, too, because that sounds like some modified bullshit.
Yes.
You can bloop that for me. Get it? Bloop.
Nah.
You can bloop that. Beep that. Well, on that note, we actually don't have a Patreon for this episode, and there's so many of them. So we'll probably do this again.
Yeah.
We'll just keep the ones that we didn't read for the next time we do this.
Yeah.
But be sure to check out the Patreon if you haven't done so already. There's some free episodes up and available to all of you. So be sure to go watch it. We recently posted one about grief that's for free, and I highly recommend going and watching it just to, I don't know, have a better understanding about that. We also have a Halloween episode and a Christmas episode that's up for free. So be sure to go watch and enjoy on our Patreon. So there are some free goodies for those of you that are supporting us. Thank you so much. Thank you to our patrons. You are the reason we get to keep the lights on. We are still not monetized here on YouTube. So we are so, so close. So keep watching your favorite episodes and share it with your friends. And remember to stay DeLulu, because it's the Salulu. And don't let things grind your gears if you can help it. Don't stay mad. Get glad. I don't know. That's like a slogan for something. Isn't it like Mr. Clean?
Don't get mad.
No, it's glad.
No, it's
the
glad
garbage.
The garbage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no. Anyways, we'll see you next week. Bye.